It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 12, 2018. Today is the birthday of English novelist and poet of the Victorian era, George Meredith, born at Portsmouth in Hampshire in 1828. In his later years, he was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 7 times. He never received the award, however. Meredith was the son and grandson of naval outfitters. His mother died when he was 5, and at 14 he was sent to a Moravian school in Germany, where he remained for 2 years. He read law and was articled to a solicitor, but abandoned that profession for journalism and poetry. He collaborated with Edward Peacock in publishing a privately circulating literary magazine, The Monthly Observer, and he married Peacock's widowed sister, Mary Ellen Nichols, in 1849, when he was 21 years old and she was 28. He collected his early writings, first published in periodicals, in an 1851 volume simply titled Poems. In 1856, he posed as the model for The Death of Chatterton, a notable painting by the English artist Henry Wallace, which commemorates the suicide of poet Thomas Chatterton at age 17 in 1770. His wife ran off with Wallace in 1858 and died 3 years later. His collection of sonnets entitled Modern Love emerged from this experience, as did The Ordeal of Richard Feverel, his first major novel. Meredith married again in 1864 and settled in Surrey. He continued writing novels and poetry, often inspired by nature. He had a keen understanding of comedy, and his Essay on Comedy in 1877 remains a major reference work in the history of comic theory. In The Egoist, published in 1879, he applies some of his theories of comedy in one of his most enduring novels. Some of his writings, including The Egoist, highlight the subjugation of women during the Victorian period. During most of his career, however, he had difficulty achieving popular success. Meredith supplemented his uncertain writer's income with a job as a publisher's reader. His friends in the literary world included at different times William and Dante Gabriel Rossetti, Algernon Swinburne, Robert Louis Stevenson, and J.M. Barrie. His contemporary, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, paid him homage in the short story The Boscombe Valley Mystery. When Sherlock Holmes says to Dr. Watson during a discussion of the case, "And now let us talk about George Meredith, if you please, and we shall leave all minor matters until tomorrow." Oscar Wilde, in his dialogue, The Decay of Lying, says, "Ah, Meredith, who can define him? His style is chaos, illuminated by flashes of lightning." Before his death, George Meredith was honored from many quarters. He succeeded Lord Tennyson as president of the Society of Authors, and in 1905 he was appointed to the Order of Merit by King Edward VII. He died at his home in Box Hill, where much of his work was produced, in 1909 at age 81. He was buried nearby in the cemetery at Dorking. His grave is marked by a simple stone resembling an open book. I'm J.D. Reader. And this is the Reader's Notebook for February 12th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.